Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The college football playoff created both great interest and controversy. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. You knew watching Saturday's results unfold in games won by TCU, Baylor, and Ohio State that someone was going to be mighty unhappy when the first Final Four of college football was announced. It turned out to be the two Big 12 teams, which each had one loss but were left out in favor of the fast-charging Buckeyes of the Big Ten. You can't argue the selection, only the method. Certainly Ohio State amazed all by routing Wisconsin 59-0 in a Big Ten championship game with the third-string quarterback. And before the selection committee announced who would join Alabama, Oregon, and Florida State in the first 4-team playoff, most radio and TV talking heads figured it would be Ohio State because of its fast finish and its strong lobby among conferences trying to influence committee members. The big discrepancy came for TCU, which was ranked number 3 in last week's poll and won its final game over Iowa State 55-3. What more could the Horned Frogs do to keep their position? And Baylor defeated ranked Kansas State to try and move up from number 5 last week. As it turned out, Ohio State leapfrogged both of them and will face top-ranked Alabama in one semifinal on January 1st. Number 3 FSU gets the second-ranked Oregon Ducks in the other semifinal. Most critics pointed out the political nature of the selection committee, an unequal geographic representation, and questioned why someone like former Secretary of State Condi Rice served on the committee, which ranked the teams weekly and then tried to explain what it did. That made for contradictions galore. Think about it this way. When the NCAA Basketball Tournament Selection Committee announces its field each year, the chairman meets with the media to answer questions and explain why certain fringe teams made it and didn't make it, and how the overall seeding was decided. People agree and disagree with those results, but it is one announcement and one press conference. The College Football Committee did that each week, which was a mistake, and the big reason the makeup and methodology of the committee is now under fire. Bet in years to come, they will announce the weekly rankings and wait till the end to say anything. This is Archansky. See ya.